Good afternoon. How are you today? Is this Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Hi, it's Jasmine. How are you today?
How are you doing, Jasmine?
I got a message that your old caregiver would like to become a member. They own services. So I'm just calling to assist.
No. I was an old caregiver. I used to work with you guys, and now I need services.
Yeah. Okay. One second. Let me just open up this email. Has anyone assisted you through this or no?
Yes.
Who's been assisting you?
A friend of mine that lives in the same building.
Okay. And what's your address?
4635 Frankfurt Avenue.
You said Springfield?
Frankfurt Avenue.
Frankfurt,
yes.
Avenue. I'm just having a hard time hearing you. So 4635 Frankfurt Avenue, okay?
Yes.
City and state?
Philadelphia, PA, 19124.
And your date of birth is 9/28/79?
Yes.
And what kind of Medicaid do you have? Is it through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC?
I had UPMC, but they sort of be switching me to Keystone, but it's not going to be effective for like a month. And Keystone, I was only switching to that because of the agency I was going to go with, but the guy, he don't take UPMC, so I don't know. I was just, it took a whole year for me to even get to this status. And once they told me to look for an agency, only kind of agency I was familiar with was Maximum and you guys, because I worked with y'all for a while.
Okay. Smart man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check your Medicaid right now, make sure everything's good.
Okay.
You have the waiver. You already was approved through UPMC.
Yeah, that's cool. So y'all take UPMC?
Yeah. Who's your caregiver? Give me so I can send them the hiring application, get it out the way fast.
Hold on. He right down the hallway, too. Mm-hmm. He already got his shot and everything, because he was going to be a caregiver for another friend of mine a while ago, but it hasn't been a whole year. And he got his ID. He got everything he needs. Hold on one sec. Jackie, come here for one second, brother. Oh, man. They were just asking me who was helping me out. You know what I mean? This for the caregiver position. She needs your information so she can send me the application right quick. Here we go, right here.
Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry.
That's okay. How are you today? My name is Jasmine. I'm going to be further assisting you, okay? How are you?
Okay. I'm good.
Good.
And my coordinator, Natasha, she's going to reach out to you guys as well. She
told
me to call about that.
Can I get Natasha's info?
Sure. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm. And for the caregiver, what's your first and last name?
Darren Moore, D-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay.
Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
I'm sorry, a good phone number?
484-206-2014.
You said 2014?
Oh. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to see if anyone is available. I'm going to see who's available so that we could further you along really fast and send you that hiring application, because he's approved, okay? Just one second.
Oh,
Do you know how many hours you were approved for?
She said she was going to try to get me 6 to 7 a day. I just gave her all the rest of my code. My doctor was bull crapping around. You know how they do. So I had to get all my information to her. And she said she was going to try to get me at least 6 to 7 hours a day.
Did she give you a 7-day care plan?
No, she didn't give me anything yet. That's why she just told me to give you, once I find what agency I was going to give her my information so y'all can talk, I guess.
Got it.
Because she has all the everything.
All right. So my name is Jasmine. I want you to write this down.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get a pen right quick. I'm just looking at it. I was a pen laying around when you need one. I got a pen here. Now I need something to write on.
Okay.
Is there a piece of paper in there?
Yep.
I got something, Jack. We need that book to open. Okay, I'm ready for you.
It's Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Hold on. Family
First Care.
Uh-huh.
The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400.
Oh, my. Hold on 1 second. Let me get a lighter.
Take your time.
Family First Care. And what's the, you said the number is?
267.
Uh-huh.
551-7400.
Okay. Yeah, I got that number.
And my name is Jasmine. Now, let me get Natasha's info.
Jasmine. Okay, I'm pulling it up right now. Natasha, number is 267-584-4371.
Got it. That's 267-584-4371, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to be transferring you to Ms. Roof, so she's going to further you along to get a hold of Ms. Natasha and help Mr. Darren onto the hiring process. Okay? Please hold.
Thank you.
Welcome to Family First.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Please hold. Family First, Ruth speaking.
How you doing, Ruth?
Hi. How can I help you?
Jasmine was switching me over to further assist me.
Yes, sure. Okay, so I guess you're looking for the home care services, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, not a problem. So let's start from the beginning. I'm going to tell you what we'll need from you. Okay, you ask me any questions that you have. Okay?
Good.
So first of all, do you have a caregiver that you're bringing over, or you want us to help you find one?
I have one.
Oh, okay, that's good. So
yeah, I just gave Jasmine all the information, like literally.
Oh, okay, yeah. I just wanted to know because she didn't enter it yet. That, you know, it takes her quite a few minutes for her to enter all the information. So
I got you.
I just wanted to know, you know, the basics so I can start talking to you about it.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Oh, what's your first name?
My name is Raheem, R-A-H-E-E-M.
Okay, got it. Okay, she just put it in. It just came in, so I got all the information here. That's good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So let me tell you what we'll need from you, in general, for the intake process. So there are two steps. So number one is that we'll need to contact Darren and get him signed up with our agency. You know, it's not a hard...
He's right here.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, so then after I finish talking to you, I can explain to him what we'll need from him.
Absolutely.
Yes. So that's great, yeah. So once, so this is one of the steps that we need, and the second one is that we'll need to contact your insurance company and ask them to send over the authorization. So once these two steps are met, you know, the case can start, and we can start clocking in and getting paid.
Yeah, she told me that my start date was the 4th, but it's been so while, I don't know if it can still get dated back to that, but that's when the original date from when I got approved started.
Oh, you're approved only starting the 4th?
Yeah, it was just only starting from the 4th. Well, everything was already in, but like I said, everybody was moving their feet so slow, so I had to step in and get all the paperwork done. So once PA enrollment brokers called me, we was just waiting on welfare, and then welfare finally got it approved. And then they had messed up. It was supposed to be through Keystone, but they kept it through UPMC. So they asked me to find it. Yeah, they asked me to find an agency, and I used to work with you guys for almost 7 years, so I was just comfortable with going with you guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. That's frustrating that they sent you to a different one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, we never like when things don't go the way we wanted to, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying that only as of the 4th are you approved for the hours, right?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. So on our end, there's nothing we can do to speed it up because it's up to the insurance company. I mean, we can pressure them, but I don't believe it would help, although
right.
We can try.
Yeah, I know how it goes. Trust me. Like I said, I worked with you guys for 10 years as a direct care worker, so I know the ropes.
Yeah. So you've been with Family First?
Yes, I know Mr. Needy and I've been there for a long time.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what we'll do? We'll start with signing up the caregiver. You know, we'll see how it goes. And in the meantime, I'm also going to be in touch with your insurance company. So that way, you know, as soon as they have everything ready and in, they can, you know, we can start.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, they might call you to confirm. You know, they probably will call you to confirm that you're
going
to go with Family First. So, you know, just telling you about that. But I'm sure you know about the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want me to speak with Darren so I can tell him what we'll need from him?
Sure, thank you.
Okay, let me just give you my phone number before we go so you can contact me.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
267?
Uh-huh.
551?
Uh-huh.
7426.
7426. Roof, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Be in touch.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Darren. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
That's good. Okay, so I'm just going to explain to you the enrollment process for the caregivers.
Uh-huh.
Paperwork you'll need. Okay, so I'm going to send you everything in a text message so you see everything. So there will be a few links that you need to complete, you know, the application, some documents.
Okay.
We'll need a TB test done. Did you get one done within the last year?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have.
Oh, that's great. Okay, do you have the results?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you can just respond to my text message by sending a picture of that. And then what about IDs? Do you have a picture ID and social security card?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. So you can send there a picture as well from these two. And for the last thing, we'll need proof that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
Say that one more time.
We'll need proof of that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
Okay.
So it can be anything from an old ID to any bank statement or letter.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that has, you know, the date, your name, and your address.
Gotcha.
Okay, amazing. So I'm going to send you the text message. I just want to confirm your phone number is 484-206-2014?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to send that to you, and any questions, just give me a call.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
That's all.